You're listening to the Straight Talk Podcast with your boy, Ricardo Montgomery, a.k.a. The Voice of Gospel Radio. Thank you so much for taking time out to tune into this podcast. We got a great show lined up for you, so sit back, relax, enjoy. We're going to have some jokes. We're going to talk about some serious stuff. But more importantly, we're going to give all the information we can to you. Thank you so much for tuning in to us, and we're coming up right here with the latest in the Straight Talk Podcast.
Thank you.
Welcome to Straight Talk with your boy Ricardo Montgomery, aka the Voice of Gospel Radio. Got a great show lined up for y'all today. On this day that the Lord has made, we will rejoice and be glad in it. Recording from home today, man, and I tell you, in the back, you hear my co-host going at it, still working on that special project, so I can't wait to see what that's going to come about. And we got a great show lined up for y'all today. We got the Kinsmen on, and we also have my cousin Rob A. Myers, who's the coordinator, choreographer of this special dance called from Deidre Haddon's song called I Can't Breathe. But also, the Kinsmen are premiering their world, their brand new song, which is called Dance. So we're going to get a taste of that. Man, I can't wait to get in here. So we're going to get y'all on to some great gospel music, get you pumped up, get you hyped up, so we can get ready to go on with a great show of Straight Talk with your boy, Ricardo Montgomery, a.k.a. the Voice of Gospel Radio.
I'm not
Welcome back. Welcome back to the show. Straight Talk with Ricardo Montgomery, the voice of Gospel Radio. Kicking it right here with y'all on this day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so excited, y'all, because right now on the line with us via Zoom. So you will see some of this on Facebook, you know, because I love to promote the show. But man, today is one of those days where you're just excited because my cousin, my family, is on the line with me, and he's doing special things. First thing first is, Rob, tell everybody your name, where you are, and then I will get into what you are doing. But let everybody know your name, where you're located, and what you do for a living.
Well, first of all, Carl, thank you for having me on the show. My name is Rob Myers. I am originally from Miami, Florida, currently living in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. I'm a dance choreographer and arts educator, so all things arts and artistic, that's what I'm about. I'm currently working at North Carolina School of the Arts as an enrollment manager for the School of Dance, and yeah, I'm just glad to be here today.
All right, you see, so now we got the lineup set, y'all, because I've been bragging about it, you know what I'm saying, because I've just been excited. I tried to get him on last week, but we had some things getting away, so we got him this week, and all that matters is that we got him. And I want y'all to stop what y'all doing and listen to what this man is doing, because there's so many things that, that everyone is doing out in the community. But this, what Rob is doing is he choreographed, he made a dance to the song from Dedrick Hatton, I Can't Breathe. And so, cousin, tell us, man, first thing first is, how did you come up with this? Or how did the Lord bless you with doing this?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, well, first of all, one of the things that first attracted me to dance is being able to express emotions that I couldn't always get out into words. I was naturally an introvert. So, you know, I was raised as an only child because my brother and sister were so much older than me. You know, I'd be in my room by myself, and music and dance just always resonated in me. And then the Lord just gave me the spirit to be able to move through it. And so originally, a collaborator, friend of mine, dance collaborator, Lanice Chantel, we were talking about actually doing a piece to Stand Up by Cynthia Erivo around Oscar time, in, you know, when she did the movie Harriet. And so it was actually going to be an all-female cast. And then Tommy just got away from us. We're working on other projects. It just didn't work out. And so we actually had got a cast together and was finally going to make it happen. Because, you know, once COVID happened and we were all kind of sitting still, we just got stir crazy in the house. And so at the last minute, when Dietrich released this song, I was like, no, you got to listen to this one. I think we need to pull some guys together. We need to make it happen because it's so real and it's so relevant to the times. And the best way to kind of express ourselves in the moment. And so that's where the piece came from. And then we just put the music on and got in the studio with the guys, and the spirit was so heavy in that room, and there was so much healing happening, just being able to listen to the words. And unfortunately, we didn't even have to do much to put ourselves in the shoes of where that song had come from, because they just had, all the dancers had previous experience that they kind of drew from. And that is what we use to kind of, you know, filter through it and make our way through the piece. And that's what's so real and authentic about it. It came from a real place. It wasn't just, I don't believe in dance for dance sake.
Yeah, I was going to say, because the song is a powerful song, but when you see this dance, and if anyone has not seen it, you can go to Rob's Facebook page or go on YouTube and just look up I Can't Breathe, and I'm sure you will find the dance, because it's one of the most popular things that's right now running on social media. But like, when you see the reaction that you're getting from a piece of art that you put together, especially that can motivate and even spiritually connect with young African-American men, old African-American men, you know, middle age, I mean, whatever age, you know, and even females, like, you know, like your art is being displayed to capture the emotion of what some people are really dealing with out here.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, tell me about, like, how does that, how did that feel for you you know, seeing that your work can really connect with so many, with just a large group of people.
I mean, that is honestly always the hope, because like I said, I don't believe in dance for dance sake. So I always want to create work that makes people think, work that makes people ask questions, work where that people can heal from. I think we have a lot of unresolved things in African American community, but in the community at large, that we just don't talk about, we don't deal with, we don't heal from. And I think that dance and even all the arts, music, what have you, has the ability to be able to do that in sometimes a non-threatening way, in a more emotional way. That's definitely what I use dance for. And you know, many of my friends who have been involved in former pieces that I've done or have seen my work before know that that's always what I'm about. Because it takes so much out of me emotionally, I don't just crank out pieces over and over again. So if I'm talking about a piece, then you know it's coming from a place that was real. And so what you saw on social media was a reflection of that. It was definitely a real place. It was timely, but it was honest.
Yeah, I was going to say, because expressing yourself through dance, I mean, like, you don't see this a lot. So this is a whole new thing that's going on that people are seeing right now and really resonate from it. So do you feel like this will get more people into dance and using dance as the art?
I mean, honestly, that's always my hope. And one of the things that I'm passionate about is making dance for the people, like making it relatable and palatable enough for people to want to try it. You know, for the most part, young men don't always have the opportunity to get into dance early on. Even for me, it wasn't something I really got into until I was in high school. And when I did my master's thesis in college, it was something I learned, like even professional male dancers, you're talking about, for women dancers, they're doing it since they're two and 3 years old. These are guys who are not professional dancers being paid to do it every day. And they start when they're 17, 18 years old. You know, for them, it's a supplementary sport. It's not something that they were trained to do from a young age. It was like, when everything else failed, when things weren't working out, let's try this. And it happened to be dance for many of them. And what I'm seeing more and what we're hoping to see more is that people choose dance on purpose. Like it's something that is ingrained in our families and socialized to be something common for boys to be able to do. And you know, I was fortunate enough that, you know, in my house, my parents loved it. They both were, you know, into the entertainment. My dad always talks about that I got my steps from him. So the Barlow side always talks about that's where the moves come from. They take credit for everything we do. And so having parents who were supportive of it really gave me the fuel and the energy to be able to be unashamed to do it. And so I hope that's what it does for other young men. And to be able to see a piece like this where it is just men expressing themselves in such a raw and a real way, I think it'll open up conversations that we've been needing to have for a long time.
I know so well that Barlow side, how they love to let you know. My daddy used to tell me all the time, like, boy, everything you got came from me,
yep.
Period. Yep. It's like, come on, Dad, I got to learn something at some point, right? And for me, this is a dance, and you said this, you know, like, you know, families, and I know, like, you know, everybody knows the routine is that you can dance and mom and them waking you up at 3 a.m. or 4 a.m. when they got friends over and they just want you to do the latest dance and all this stuff. But this is completely different from what we know in the African-American community. Like in our community, urban cities, you know, you grew up pop locking and then, you know, like everybody's doing these dances that they see on social media. But when they see, and you know, you would think that would lead them especially to dance more, you know, the hip hop version of it. But this is like organized and I guess what I'm getting at is, how do we get kids more so from what they know to this form of dance to be able to grow it more?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things is that it's not as readily accessible as like recreational dances, when you talk about like those line dances and things you do at parties. Dance is a sport. So you have to pay for it like you pay for any other sport. And so first people have to recognize it and respect it the same way you respect football and basketball and baseball. You have to pay into it. You know, you got equipment to buy. You gotta pay for rehearsal time. You gotta pay your instructors. And so that costs. And so it's not something you can get for free. There are programs now like YMCAs and Boys and Girls Clubs are offering classes where you can do that. Misty Copeland is a classically trained ballet dancer, and she's in New York, but she was at the Boys and Girls Club. She wasn't at a, you know, professional trained dance studio. So it only takes a spark. But being able to make it accessible for people to see it and think that it's attainable is the first biggest thing. Is getting over the sticker shock of it all. And that's why I stay in the studios too. And even being able to teach all boys classes for them to be able to see, have a male instructor was important, because it was a long time before I was dancing and was able to see a male instructor teaching me. So I take that as an honor. For the most part, I don't teach a lot of little kids. Most of my classes are teens and adults. But for boys, I will teach you at 3 years old, because I want you to be able to see somebody that looks like you, with similar stories and similar hurdles to overcome, that's unashamed to do it and that's excited to be with you and teaching you. And those are things that those boys can remember. Even if they choose not to be dancers in the future, they'll remember being able to have a male teacher that taught them dance when they first started out. We got to normalize it.
Yeah, we do. We do. I agree with that. I do agree with that, because one side is always, we see it as one side, and now they even think of it like that. And I'm the one that used to love to dance, but I would always try to do the ladies' dances, not like, you know, really take it serious and be trying to learn how to actually, you know, feng shui or whatever it is. I don't know. I'm just, but, two questions, and I'm, you know, we're going to let you go on, because I know you got a busy schedule. What would you say to someone, let's say someone's listening to the show right now, or listen to the podcast later, and in their area, anywhere across the country, and let's say they really want to get their child can dance, and they're like, oh, he knows all the legend dances. I want to see if I can move him or her into that next phase. How would you instruct them on how to be able to help move their child into that next phase of this art?
I think the biggest thing is, first of all, not being so hard on yourselves to think that you have to come to a studio or come to a dance company already being able to dance. Like, the teachers are there to instruct you, to teach you how to be able to do it. So you first just have to have a willing spirit and a humble heart, because you will be embarrassed, you will fall, you will hurt yourself, again, just like any other sport. So coming in knowing that it's okay to be a beginner. We all start there. Some people have natural movement ability and they move along a little faster, but we all have those setbacks, and we all have those things we have to overcome to be able to be the best at whatever it is that we do. Michael Jordan wasn't always Michael Jordan. LeBron James wasn't always LeBron James. You have to start somewhere. I think even talking to students at the college level, that is something that, you know, a stigma that they still work through, is like, you don't have to already be the best dancer in the room. You just have to have the heart to be able to be trained and humble enough to take directions and take corrections and follow instructions. Find you a dance home, find you a dance family where it does feel like family. Because again, if you're gonna be vulnerable enough to let those people make corrections, you wanna make sure it's in a warm and a safe environment, and that the spirit is right in whatever you do.
I know that's right. The spirit's got to be right. Yeah, I was gonna ask you, has Dietrich Haddon have reached out to you? Do he even know about this dance?
So he has seen it, and he actually responded on Instagram, you know, with the flames and the 100%. So he's definitely seen it. And that was one of our goals, is to make sure that he did see it. And I had actually worked with him before, so I kind of knew what kind of things to approach to make sure that it was something that he would co-sign. So I think that we did him proud.
All right. Well, my cousin, I can't say my friend, because, I mean, this family. Man, I thank you so much for the work that you're putting in. And anyone's out there, anyone's in the North Carolina area, listen to the show on the podcast or anywhere close by, tell them how they can get in touch with you in case they move in there or whatever, so they can, if they want to come see you or come visit you or even reach out to you just to get information about dance.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me again. You can reach me on all social media platforms at The Rob A. Myers. So that's TheRobAMyers. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and also Gmail at TheRobAMyers@gmail.com.
There y'all go. Y'all got it right there. Man, I tell you, man, this is such a blessing, man. And I can't wait to see you in 2021 in July at the reunion. It's going to have a good time, man. And continue to do great work, man. And anything else you have going on, please let us know. We'll love to have you on. I'm sure you could probably hear my co-host in the background. My co-host, she's 19 months, so she loves to talk. And she loves to talk when daddy is recording the show. So y'all hear my co-host, you know, that's just what we do here at the Montgomery House. It's just the show got to go on. And I got a co-host in the back who loves to, you know, still working on this special project that we have. But I just want to thank you so much, man. And we're going to play the song. But then if y'all want to see the video, go to my Facebook page where I have that set up on there. Or go to Rob's Facebook page or just look it up on YouTube. It's called I Can't Breathe. And this is my cousin's. This is the song that he made the dance to that's coming up right now from Dietrich Haddon, I Can't Breathe. But if you want to see the video, go to the Facebook page or go to his Facebook page and or go to YouTube and you will find that video. Cousin, God bless you, man, and continue your success. Nothing but love from us, from Maria Straight Talk. And we will catch up with you later on.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. God bless you, too.
All right, y'all. Straight Talk with Ricardo Montgomery, the voice of Gospel Radio. We'll be back right after this.
Brother's name was George, and he walked into the store because his money was low. They called him a criminal, and they called authorities. They put handcuffs on me, and when I tried to explain, they responded with the knee. I can't breathe. Your hate is choking the life out of me. They're supposed to be the land of the free. Look at me. Strong black man, but please don't be afraid of what you see. Just like you, I'm trying to raise my family. Remove your knee, 'cause I can't breathe. And we demand a change. We demand it right now. And the blood of the innocent is crying from the ground. 400 years of slavery, clinging to a dream. When will reparations come? When will freedom ring? I can't breathe. Oh, your hatred is choking the life out of me. They're supposed to be the land of the free. But look at me, I can't breathe. Minneapolis, I'm praying for you. Breathe. Oh, New York City, I'm praying for you.
That was Dietrich Haddon's song right there, I Can't Breathe. I tell y'all, it's a powerful song. Please go check that video out with the choreography from my cousin, Rob A. Minor. You heard all the social media information. If you missed any part of that interview, go back and check out the podcast. Podcast is available anywhere you get your podcast. Straight Talk with Ricardo Montgomery, a.k.a. the voice of Gospel Radio. Man, I was just had my cousin on now. On the line with us right now via Zoom is another group of brothers and cousins, family members, the Kinsmen's on the line, y'all. Man, I tell you, I'm so excited to have these gentlemen on the show with us this afternoon, man. Hey, look, last year, y'all was on here, man, and we had a great time, man.
Oh, yeah.
You guys' song, I Made It, which was a smash hit. Like, you know, I was telling you guys offline that
people here in Missouri was just loving that song, man. Had male chorus trying to do the song because they were like, man, we can rock to this, man. We can rock to that.
That's what's up.
But I'm so happy to have you all back. I don't know if y'all can hear my co-host in the background. You know,
she's
19 months, man. She's 19 months, man, and you know, she does a thing. But it's just a joy to have you guys back on, man. Just listen to you guys' music. But first thing first, what's been going on with you all for the past year since we last talked? Catch us up on what's going on with the Kinsmen.
Well, for the just to keep it brief, in a few months, man, we've been real busy working on our ministry and working on this project. Like you said, we got together sometime late. I think it was late last year when we dropped I Made It. And since that time, we were finishing up the project. We got everything done. Then, of course, you know, all of us sitting in this pandemic, you know, we got a chance to kind of really focus on our plans and kind of nail and get them done. So with that being said, we was actually able to take this time, finish some of the business part of the project, and actually were able to pin a deal, get the deal completely done with UMAG, Sony Music. Basically, it was a great deal because we was able to bring in our independent label, which is Karevin Music, which is our own label, but now we have complete partnership, joint venture with UMAG, Sony Music. And God has really blessed us in this time, and actually was able to finish a few other songs, add to the record. So we got all new music, man, coming to you guys in the next couple of weeks. And we are excited about it, and God has just really blessed in this time. And since the last time we talked, man, God has really been moving.
Man, I tell you, boy, look at this. You wouldn't think you get so much done in a pandemic, but y'all got all the business stuff done. Lord done blessed, man. I tell you.
Right.
So, I gotta ask this question because you guys, like you said, you're able to keep your independent label and do this. So, how difficult is doing business in this in the music business to be able to keep the independent? Because I know a lot of independent artists listen to this show and they're trying to make moves. So how were you able to maneuver this, like to keep the independent part and then add this and still, you know, get a major distributor going?
Well, I think we did a lot of the legwork first, and that's what a lot of independent artists have to realize is that we had product ready. So when we came to the table, we came with, you know, record was finished, everything was recorded. That's one of the things you have to remember and always be conscious of as an independent artist, is that you have to continually do your work, do your due diligence. You're responsible for the videos, you're responsible for the music, the look, you do your part, and then you just partner with the label.
And also, you know, like what Reggie's saying, man, you can't be afraid to invest in yourself. You know what I'm saying? You have to believe in yourself. If you believe God has called you to do it, you believe in your music, then you have to just invest in yourself. And that's what we did as a group collectively. You know, not going to just say that it's always a quick fix. Sometimes you got to wait on God, wait for your season, but continue to invest in yourself. And don't wait for nobody, man. Just put the music out yourself, and then eventually somebody will hear what you're doing, and they'll believe and want to partner with you. So that's what we just kept doing. We just kept believing in ourselves, kept investing in ourselves. Like when we did the interview, Ricardo, with you before, when I Made It, that was all us just pushing it and believing in ourselves. And then eventually, man, God will bring the right people to be in your circle that'll believe and try to push you a little bit further.
I was checking to see if Van had anything to say, because I know.
Yeah, you know what? On top of that, I just want to say preparation and opportunity equal success. So basically, to piggyback on what they said, pretty much you have to be ready, because you never know when that time, that offer might come. So you have all your ducks in a row. When the people come, or whoever comes, then it'll be an easy transition. So, you know, like you said, believe in yourself. If you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will believe in you. Mm-hmm. So that's what, you know.
Amen. Yep. Well, y'all laid down some knowledge, and if you are independent artists out there and you listen to that, that's a little scoop you just got. So take that. If you need to get the podcast, hold on to that little piece right there. And just
and Ricardo, I want to say that independent is the way. You know what I'm saying? Like in this season, you know what I'm saying? It's nothing. That's a positive when you're independent. You own your stuff. You are your own boss. And so that's really the way, man. Truthfully, you know what I'm saying? Signing deals and signing up with people, man, you got to be real strategic and make sure you know what you're doing, because you never want to lose your ownership, man. God gave you the gift. God gives you the song. You want to maintain control of that. You don't want to give that away to nobody. So anybody that's independent, man, this is time for us to shine as artists, man, truthfully.
Preach, Elder. Preach, Elder.
Huh? Did you hear me, Reggie?
You preaching over there.
Did you hear me?
Oh man, I love it, man. I love it. I love it.
Hey, we are blessed.
Because that's what I mean. It, you know, my wife did she was a part of a survey, and she saw that people are clamoring for more independent artists and more, you know, gospel music in a different way. Not a different way, but you know, just more independent. Just get to know more than just the people that they already know. And so I thank God for blessing me with being able to have, you know, ministry of music, people like yourself. And other groups that comes on this show so people can see and hear different things, because I know there's, like you said, there's an art for it. And if you control your own, music and God gave that to you, then, you know, you should be able to be blessed with what the Lord received on the back end of it. But let's move on then, because you guys got a new song out there. It's called Dance.
Yes, sir.
Tell me how did this song come about, man? Tell me how the Lord bless you all with this new cut right here.
Well, Dance came about. Go ahead, Keith.
Oh, well, I was gonna say Dance is one of the songs that when we were in the studio, our producer that we work with, our own brother Percy Beatty, we were sitting around, I believe we was actually going over some other songs, and he was like, "Man, I got an idea for a song." And he sat down to the piano and came up with the song Dance. So it was a good vibe. And we all sitting around the piano kind of collaborated a little bit on it. And basically, he brought the song worked out. We finished the song, I think, that night. And then went in the next day, if I'm not mistaken, and recorded most of the song. So Percy Beatty, you know, longtime friend, produced our first project. We called him back again, along with Rex Hardy, drummer Rex Hardy, who's been playing with us since forever. And we pulled them guys together, produced the record, produced the song. When it came time to release the next single, Dance was a song that a lot of people listened to and say, hey, this is a radio song. Let's go with it. And we definitely felt, of course, all our songs, we feel which each any one of them we can put out there. But this was a song that just meet the time. And for this season, man, it's a time to dance. You know, even though a lot of people are going through things right now, a lot of people are looking a little bit, I don't want to say depressed or just feeling a little bit down on themselves. But when you think about all that God has done, and even if in spite of the pandemic, you still got to dance, you know, celebrate while you're in the midst of your troubles. You know, that's what we dance. Let's dance.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, man, just by listening to what, like you said, I mean, people right now, if you've been in the house and you're like, man, I need to do something. And you just going to dance. Just get out there and just put this on and just get your dance on. Now, is it because I don't want to, I'm on y'all, we're going to premiere it on his show, but I want to make sure that I don't want to give anybody any sneak peeks, so I want y'all to tell it. Is it an up-tempo? Is it, tell me how it is.
Get you going. Yeah, it's definitely a song that you're going to have to pull over if you're driving or wherever you're at. You're going to feel that beat. It's up-tempo. And I think the concept of it, really, with everything that's going on, is you can't let anything negative, anything steal your joy. And so this song is a song that ignites your joy, and it helps you just understand that no matter what's going on, man, you still got a right and you got a reason to dance. Whatever dance you're going to do, now that's up to you. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? Don't let nothing steal your joy. And that's kind of what the song just ignites. It ignites that joy juice in you and gets you going.
You know what I do to it? You know what it does for me when I'm in the gym working out? They helped me get over that last hurdle. You know, yes, what I'm on the last mile.
Yes, Reggie.
I go to the last mile. It helps me get over that hump in the treadmill. Yes. It has that energy. It has energy to it, Ricardo. So check it out. Check it out, man. You'll see what I'm saying when you hear.
But Reggie's saying it's a treadmill song. It's a treadmill.
Yes, man, I'm telling you.
Well, look, weightlifting. Reg, I'm on the treadmill, man, so I am looking forward to getting on the treadmill and getting over that final hump, because that last 10 minutes, man, that, I tell you, I had to call on the Lord's name.
It has never let me down. It has never let me down.
All right, I'm gonna take you on that, Reg. I'm gonna hold you to it. And if it's different, I'm gonna hit you up on Instagram and let you know.
Please do.
hey, when you hit him up on Instagram, Ricardo, ask him which health club is he's working out at. Ask him which one.
that's personal business. We're not going to do that. You're not doing any of that. You're not going
to. How he's doing on the treadmill.
There's a pandemic going on. You got 6 feet, so you know.
Yeah. You got to stay. I get it. You got to stay away, you know. You know, maybe the right. gym is at home. Maybe the gym is, you know, who
there
knows?
You go, Ricardo. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help you, brother. But your fam know a little bit more than I do, so you know.
Yeah, the gym is at home. It's at home. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So this project, the album is ready to is almost ready to go. Is it ready to go? And
done.
It's ready
done.
To go.
Done.
When can we expect the Kinsman's new album to come out?
Right now we're looking at September, late September. So that's the date, tentative date right now. But we're doing everything in order. Like I said, we finished the deal, and of course, like we did, we were independent. So when it came time to finish our deal and wrap all our music and put it under the UMAG Sony umbrella, we decided to re-release our previous song. So the single Born Again, the single God's Really Been Good, and I Made It were all released last week. I believe it was last
2 weeks ago.
It was all released on the 17th, I believe it was. So that music is available now on all digital formats. So people go out, get that music, enjoy it, get it all in your spirit, because we're coming right back with Dance. Dance should be released in the next 2 weeks. So look for that to come out, hitting all the digital platforms. By that time, once you got this music in your spirit, we're gonna hit you with the full project, and like I said, it's a body of work that we are very, very proud of. Very.
All right, y'all heard it here, man. Y'all go get that music out there. The Kinsmen, they put everything back out there for you, and y'all know here in Missouri, and all the listeners of Straight Talk about I Made It, because we all know that song right there, man. I tell you, is there any special artists that we may know, you know, like, because I Made It got Charles Jenkins in it, you know, like, is there any other special artists that may be popping in, cameos, little voice here, there, into the song, into the
album? Did you already watch your appearance on the album, or no?
You know, I'm on there talking. I'm on there talking in the background, you know, like, doing my thing, you know. I'm that little voice when you hear, because if you turn it up loud enough, you may hear me in the back with that little note, but.
Hey, we got a few surprises coming on the record. We reached back in and called in a few friends, so we definitely got them on the project. So be looking out for them. But they are surprises. When you hear them, you're going to be like, oh, wow, Kinsman really went back and pulled some friends in. So.
All right, y'all. I tried to get it for y'all, man. I tried to get it for y'all. I know, like, you know, before, you know, I know these guys are cool.
Well, I'll tell you what. When the record comes out, we'll do another interview with you. Then we'll be able to let you know exactly who it is. How about that?
All right, there we go. I'll hold that, because I was about to run the name of friends off. But, you know, I'm gonna save that for our family.
Hold on.
I'm going to save that for the Straight Talk family. I'm going to hold off because Kevin came in and gave us a hint. So we can get a little bit more come September. So we're going to hold off to September. And then we'll see what's on this album. My man, I thank y'all so much, man. So wait a minute now. You said Dance is released in 2 weeks. So am I good to run it today?
Well, no. Absolutely. Dance is impacting radio now. So you guys play it till you can't play it no more. Matter of fact, even when you can't play it no more, still play it again.
We want you to
play it all you can.
Oh, yeah.
So, it's going to be released digitally for streaming and for, you know, iTunes in a couple of weeks. So But it's right, definitely it? Radio now.
Y'all heard it here first, right here, Straight Talk with Ricardo Montgomery, the voice of Gospel Radio. With the Kinsmen, we're going to premiere their new song, Dance. These guys, man, anything else you guys want to say? I know, well, first thing first, I didn't get this out at first. I know there was a storm came through Illinois. Is everything okay family-wise? Are you guys good? Just praying for everybody up that way. I know I had some friends in Iowa who got hit hard by the storm, but thank God that nothing happened.
Looks like everybody got power back on. I know power was out, but looks like all of us are good now. So we all back up and running.
Yeah. Had a few trees fall, but we good.
All right. Yeah. And Reg, you got your home gym back going, so I know you good, right?
The gym, I got my electricity, so my treadmill is 100% operational. 100%. You know what I do like to say, though? I would like to say, Ricardo, to Missouri, we appreciate them. Those are our kin folks, and we appreciate what they give. They always show up strong for kinsmen. And we want to let them know that we see it. You know what I'm saying? Those numbers count. We love Missouri. Those are our kin folks. So big shout out to Missouri, our people, our kin folks. Thank you. We love you.
As soon as everything settles down, man, we're going to come out there and do something, man. We got to do something with you, Ricardo. That's for real.
Man, we got to get y'all here, man. We got to get y'all here because we got fans in St. Louis, Kansas City. They come here, man. They love it. They love everything that we're doing. They're Straight Talk. And we got to do something big in Missouri. I've been a lot of people been asking me to do something. I'm like, I can't do nothing right now. But as we can, man, I would love to work with you guys and try to get you.
Make it happen, man.
We'd love to have y'all. I tell you what, man, we're going to premiere the song, but I got to let you guys go. I know y'all got a busy schedule, man. Thank y'all so much for joining us here on Straight Talk with Ricardo Montgomery. And anything else, man, we look forward to September, so we're going to try to get that set up as quick as we can, man. Listen,
everybody stay connected with us too, man, on our social media pages, man. Like the song I Made It, we got some virtual videos that we're debuting, man, so people can kind of get the visual and get the whole vibe of the song, man. So stay connected with us on Instagram. What is it? Kinsmen 4. That's KINZ. The letter Z is in zebra. MEN. Kinsmen 4. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Just all the social media. Just look for us, man, and stay connected because we're definitely going to be dropping continual content along with this music so that we can remain connected and people can get visuals of us because that's really where we have a lot of fun, man. We're on stage, man. So we just shot a lot of stuff that's gonna be cool to do.
Kinsmen 4 on all social platforms.
And if you guys have any troubles finding them, look for my page. They will be right there because I'm following them. So if you have any troubles finding them, go see me. Then direct yourself right on over to them because. Man, I tell you, you couldn't find a better group of guys to hang out with, man. I tell you. I appreciate y'all, man, so much, man. I love the family connection. Love how y'all do it. As I said offline, man, me and my cousin them used to sing in the back of my grandmama's house. We couldn't hold a tune. We couldn't hold a tune, but we tried. Now, we can use our steps, but we couldn't hold a tune. But, man, it's good to see y'all, man, working together and having a lot of fun, man. I tell you, that's a blessing.
Thanks for the support. We appreciate it.
No problem. Love. The Kinsmen, we're going to do a back-to-back with the Kinsmen. We're going to do I Made It, and then we're going to do Dance, and we're going to do I Made It with the Kinsmen right here on
Stage. There it is.
Ricardo Montgomery, the voice of Gospel Radio.
I came to dance, give him the glory, thank him for who he is, the God of victory.
Come on, clap those hands, come on.
I came to dance, praise him forever, help me to glorify the God who set us free. I came to dance, 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 dance. I came to dance, 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 dance.
Listen,
I will enter his gates
with thanksgiving. me. There's been so many times you kept me in my right mind. Come on. For as long as I'm in, the glory to him I will give. Come on. While I have a chance, just let me do my dance. Oh, oh, oh. I'll be a phone dancer.
When I think how good God's been to me, I'll keep.
I'll be phone dancing.
When I think of the price he paid for me, I'll keep.
I'll be phone dancing.
When I look back over my life, I'll keep on.
I'll be phone dancing.
God's been too good to me, I got to keep.
I'll be phone dancing.
Come on, let's testify, kids, but listen, he's been so good.
Been so good to me, I've got to do my dance.
What a great show today, man. I tell you, man, the Kinsman and also Rob A. Meyer. Man, I tell y'all, man, it's been a blessed time to have those people on the show, man. We have done a great thing today. Man, I hope y'all go back, get this podcast, pick up on a lot of information they dropped off the Kinsman. If you are an independent artist, talk to you about getting your information situated as an independent artist, taking care of your business and stuff. And also, let's get more people into choreography. You know, we do all these other dances, we do all these other things, but let's get more people into choreography. That would be a great thing for our community. Hey, I got to get out of here. We got the next song coming up. I just had to jump in real quick. So we're going to end off with the show with the Kinsman. I Made It. And man, I tell you, this song right here is hot like fire. And I love it. I hope you all love it. Man, I hope y'all had a great time on the show today. I hope it's been informative. I hope it's been everything you ever needed. But go get the podcast. Podcast is available. I will see y'all next week.
Hi, this is Jackie Clarkism of the Clarkses, and you're listening to Ricardo Montgomery. Don't move that channel.
It's your family member, Charles Jenkins.
Woo! Clap your hands like this.
And we don't stop. I'm with my brothers.
Clap your hands like this.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Kinsman. Let's go.
I've seen storms. I've seen rain. I've seen joy. I've seen pain. Sing sad when I see where I've come, when I see where I am, when I think of where I could be.
Hallelujah.
I'm so grateful for where he's brought me.
Let's go.
I made it.
Woo!
I never should have got this far. If you made it,
I'm so happy.
Clap your hands like this.
Nobody but Jesus.
Clap your hands like this. I'm made. I never should have got this far. If you made it, say, oh. I've been right. I've been wrong. I've been weak. I've been strong. I've been up. I've been down.
Testify.
When I see where I've come, when I see where I am, when I think of where I could be, I'm so grateful for where he's brought me.
Let's go!
I made it.
Woo!
I never should have got this far. If you made it,
this rock if you made it.
It's a part of y'all.
Clap your hands like this. I made it. I never should have got this rock if you made it. Say, oh,
talk to him.
You don't know like I know what he's done for me. You can't tell it like I
give
can.
Give me some space.
This my story. God's been good to me. Say, God's been good to me. Say, God's been good to me. I made it.
Woo-hoo!
I never should have got this far. If you made it, clap your hands like this. I made it.
Where y'all at?
I never should have got this far. If you made it, say, oh, I made it.
Got so much joy.
I never should have got this far. If you made it.
When I think of his goodness,
clap your hands like this. I made it.
All that he's done for me.
I never should have got this far. If you made it, say, oh, I made it.
I will bless the Lord at all times.
I never should have got this far. If you made it.
And his praise.
Clap your hands like this. I made it.
Shall continually be in my mouth.
I never should have got this far. If you made it, say, oh,
like this.
You're listening to the Straight Talk Podcast with your boy, Ricardo Montgomery, a.k.a. The Voice of Gospel Radio. Thank you so much for taking time out to tune into this podcast. We got a great show lined up for you, so sit back, relax, enjoy. We're going to have some jokes. We're going to talk about some serious stuff. But more importantly, we're going to give all the information we can to you. Thank you so much for tuning into us, and we're coming up right here with the latest in the Straight Talk Podcast.